Across the country, people can wait years for their day in U.S. immigration court. There's a backlog of over 850,000 cases. In places where immigration courts are few and far between, there are additional hardships. From member station KRCC in Colorado Springs, Allie Budner reports.
It was late January 2019, and Javier Dominguez was frantically trying to get to the Denver Immigration Court for his final hearing.
I was a little late because shut down the I-70.
I-70 is the main artery through the Rocky Mountains to Denver, and on this day it was closed because of a giant winter storm. Dominguez lives with his wife and kids in a small town an hour and a half from Denver on a good day. He knew he couldn't miss his appointment. Being absent or even late to an immigration hearing can mean risking immediate deportation.
You don't show up on time and you missed it. You miss everything that you were working on.
Dominguez came here illegally from Mexico for work in his late teens. All but one of his five kids were born here. Things were going well for his family until 2009, when tragedy struck. One of his kids died suddenly. Dominguez fell into deep depression and his life spiraled out of control. It was a DUI in 2015 that put him on the radar of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and on track for deportation.
Sometimes we make mistakes, but nobody's perfect.
Dominguez says he's turned his life around. He's trying to get legal status and make things right for the rest of his family and his community now. All of this was on the line as he navigated the treacherous mountain roads in that late January storm. He was getting close when he got a call from his Denver-based lawyer.
Like, hey, dude, they closed the court because of weather.
His long-awaited court date was canceled. According to the Census Bureau, here in the Mountain West, roughly 1 in 15 non-citizen immigrants live in rural areas like Dominguez's. There are only 3 federal immigration courts for non-detained immigrants across 6 western states, and they're all in the big cities, Denver, Salt Lake, and Las Vegas. And immigrants are lucky if they can find a lawyer to represent them.
It can be really challenging to find a law firm that does immigration work.
Karen McCarthy is an immigration lawyer in Colorado. She says transportation is also a problem.
We have clients that may be traveling 7 hours across the state to get to court,
often without their own car or a license or any public transit access. Many critics of the current immigration system are calling for reforms. Andrew Arthur is a former immigration judge, now a fellow with the conservative-leaning Center for Immigration Studies.
We need more courtrooms, we need more judges, we need more staff, we need more clerks.
But ironically, that won't help all immigrants waiting for their day in court.
The immigration courts are going to kick a lot of people out of the country.
Alex Narasta is with the libertarian think tank, the Cato Institute.
So a backlog of cases and a scarcity of judges makes it so that they can stay in this country a little bit longer.
On the flip side, though, if people have solid cases with a good shot of staying in the U.S.,
then waiting years longer is a significant downside and a significant cost to them to getting on with the rest of their lives.
Narasta says he would support investing in more judges and courts as part of comprehensive immigration reform. And for rural areas like Dominguez's mountain town, he suggests
maybe there could be like roaming judges that can move around these different towns.
With no clear solution in sight, Javier Dominguez's case, like so many others, is still in limbo.
No running away from the law. I mean, the law is the law. You have to respect that.
His hearing has been rescheduled for the year 2021. For NPR News, I'm Allie Budner.
And this story was brought to us by the Mountain West News Bureau.